This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society, as this is the 100th anniversary of the entry of the United States into the Great War, which we now refer to as World War I. I'll be reading stories of some of the 15 Roseau County servicemen who lost their lives in that war. Information was researched by Lauren Johnson of St. Louis Park, Minnesota, for the story of Ivor Andrew Johnson. Ivor was born in April 1896 in Skagen Township. Ivor's mother died when he was quite young. His father, also Ivor, remarried and had two more sons before his second wife died. They lived in Skagen Township and apparently moved to Montana before the First World War. Why Ivor stayed behind is unclear. At times, the family went by the name of Moe. On August 23, 1918, the Badger Herald Rustler reported, "Badger Boy makes supreme sacrifice." Following close upon the announcement of the death of a soldier boy from Badger comes another this week, in stating that Private Ivor Johnson was killed in action somewhere in France, August 6th. Ivor Johnson enlisted from here about a year ago, and after receiving the required training was sent to the trenches, where, we are informed, he had been but 3 weeks when he was called upon to make the supreme sacrifice. Though the shock to his friends by the news of his death was great, they will rejoice at his courage and willingness to serve and suffer for his country and all that was dear to him. And the memory of him and his valorous deeds will never be blotted out. He is survived by 5 brothers and 2 sisters, who, as far as we know, are in Montana. Another serviceman killed in that war was Charles Rosser. Charles was born at West Ledman, Indiana. He was inducted into the Army at Roseau, Minnesota, April 25, 1918. He served with Company H, 352nd Infantry, and Company C Infantry. Army records state simply that he was killed in action October 24, 1918. His father was living in Horton, Kansas at that time. From a local paper, Winner. As we go to press, we receive word from a brother of Charlie Rosser, residing at Horton, Kansas, that he had been informed by Adjutant General Harris of Washington, D.C., that Charlie Rosser was reported killed in action on October 30, 1918. Slim, as he was familiarly known among his associates here, left with a Roseau County contingent for Camp Dodge in July. In his last letter to the booster, written a few days before October 30th, he was in a rest billet, just returned from his third trip over the top, and in all of which he made a good accounting and stated that he was anxious to try it again. The report would indicate that the next trip was his last one. Another serviceman reported killed in action from Roseau County was named Edward Erickson. His story in the Book of Honor is very short. After extensive research, we have found little information on Edward. We feel that Edward may have been in the county as a laborer or possibly a homesteader, and as a resident was drafted into the First World War. Edward, listed as a private in Soldiers of the Great War, Volume 2, 1920, from Fox, Minnesota, is reported as killed in action in France. Information from Mrs. Ardell Snare, first cousin, once removed, of Theodore Jallow was used in his story in the Book of Honor, which I'll now read. Theodore was born in Jadis Township, Roseau County, October 6, 1895, to Joran Sorteberg and Tullif Knudsen Jallow. He had 5 brothers and 3 sisters. No close relatives remain in the area, and research has turned up no information on Theodore's youth or the date of his induction into the Army. As Theodore was killed close to the end of the war, it is presumed that he was involved in the intense fighting that took place in France, possibly in the Meuse-Argonne Battle, where over 1 million American doughboys fought and 120,000 became casualties. Theodore was killed in action on September 20, 1918. His parents were notified by telegram on October 12, 1918. The telegram was issued from Washington at 5:01 p.m. on October 11th, and was received in Roseau at 9:48 a.m. October 12th. It said, "Deeply regret to inform you that Private Theodore Jello, Machine Gun Battalion, is officially reported as killed in action September 20th. Signed, Adjutant General." Captain H.B. Irwin, Theodore's commanding officer, wrote, "My dear Mrs. Jello, it is my sad duty to inform you of the death of your son, Theodore Jello, on this date as a result of shrapnel wounds received in the performance of duty." The Times Region reported in its October 18, 1918 issue, "Theodore Jello killed in action. The Jello family living in southwestern Jadis received a telegram from Washington last Saturday that Theodore, a member of a machine gun battery, had been killed in action in France. This is a double blow to the family who only 2 days before had received notice of the death of another son, Oscar, in South Dakota. The funeral service conducted at Rose Church on Wednesday for Oscar was also made a memorial service for the soldier brother who had laid down his life on the battlefield. Theodore was 23 years old and left Roseau County with a contingent of 18 men who went to Camp Grant on April 26th. He was shipped to France in June. I'll read more stories from the Book of Honor next week, telling of servicemen killed in World War I almost 100 years ago. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.